Now I am. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Good morning. Everything's good. God's good, right? I'm going to ask you to do something for me again today. I know it's not normal, but I'm going to ask you, everyone, to turn your phones off. I ask everyone just to set their Bibles down. I got a word that I want to speak to you today, and I want your attention. Amen. The Lord has something to say to each and every one of us. Amen. And God knew everyone that would be here today. He knew who wouldn't be here today. So God knows exactly what we need to hear. Hallelujah. One of the things that was this morning when I was praying here at the altar, the Lord spoke to me about, in Galatians, the Word of God says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, he also reaps. The prophet Hosea said this in Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. He said, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. And the Father was speaking to me about something. He was speaking to me about in the body of Christ. This is how the adversary works. He says that first the adversary gets you to stop sowing. And when you stop sowing, then you stop studying. And when you stop studying, you stop serving. And when you stop serving, you start stumbling. Hello? And he says to us that, hey, that this time in this last days that we're living in, it's really important for us to be alive and awake. All right? It's the church needs to be alive. Okay? We've got to liven up a little bit. Amen. You know, if I'm not excited about Jesus, who else is? You know, I shared with this morning, I shared with Craig, is going down to get to minister to another ministry on Thursday night. You know, we had 8 people come to the Lord on Thursday night, and multitudes of people delivered, amen, from addictions, amen, because of who? Because of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because he's the God of today. Amen. He's alive and well in you. He's alive and well in me. Amen. But what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is the time that we're in. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Word of God says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That word by itself eliminates the once saved, once saved, always saved mentality, because I said a sinner's prayer. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. It isn't how we start. We start a race, we run a race, and we finish it. Amen? So there's, when I thought about for a title, we're going to title it Expression for Impression. In other words, it was expressed to impress. Amen? So he wants to make an impression on our hearts today. And he's going to, the three things I'm going to look at is the falling, the flattery, and the fraud. Amen? Are you with me? Let's pray together. Can you just lift your hand to heaven? Can you repeat after me? Father, I've came here today to hear your word. Speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Speak to me, Lord. May the words that I hear become reality to me. And may they become action in my life. And Lord, I'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all was said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you for choosing us, for setting us apart for such a time as now. Father, I pray, Father God, that we as the body of Christ arise, that we run the race that's set before us, looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of funny. The Lord gave me instructions of what to do and closing the Bibles just for the preaching. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that I get so accustomed of doing things. I've been doing so many things, it's almost like a routine. And I believe what the Father's trying to do with us, listen to me, he's trying to bring us out of routine. He's trying to bring us out of the old same patterns, you know? God wants to do something new amongst us. Amen? And for something new to be done amongst us, God calls us for, it calls for change. You know, in other words, what do they call insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome is insanity. So God wants to change some things up. Amen. Is it okay to change things up? As long as it aligns with God's word, right? First, he speaks about the falling in Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 12. The word of God says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Amen? So it just isn't starting. Amen? It's continuing. It's finishing, you know? We finish it. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He that's begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through until completion. But we have to be plugged in. Amen? The Apostle Paul says in 2 Peter, and again, we're speaking about the Spirit expressing that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 14, the Bible says, the Word of God says, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart that have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. You know, one of the things God says wants you and I to do is the things we do is what we're passing down to our children. In other words, if we want our children to do something, we should lead by example. I don't think we should be saying to our children, do as I say, not as I do. Amen? We should be speaking and raising our children up, and you follow me as I'm following Christ. And as we're leading that in our homes and in our workplaces, we're showing that example. You know, he says, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And what God gave Balaam a word, but Balaam, for income or for wealth, he changed the word, amen, and he was going to bring a curse against the children of Israel for the benefit of money. But all of a sudden, a donkey stopped him, amen, and the donkey started talking. Amen. The Bible says in the next verse, but he was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumbass speaking with the man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried away with the tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from those that lived in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. He says, for after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they are getting entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to the wallowing in the mire. In other words, the Lord is saying there's a falling away that there, in these last days, he says, hey, for the Spirit speaks expressly. Amen. And because men become lovers of things, they become lovers of themselves instead of lovers of God. Amen. And so what is he saying these things to us? He's saying this to warn you and I that we don't be deceived, that we don't fall. Amen. All of a sudden, I remember as a child being brought up, what was right, and what is wrong, and now there's this big cloud that everything's okay. And it's a deception, and it's a lie. It's a lie of the adversary. Because God is God and he does not change. His word has never changed. Man has changed the word to make it fit their flesh. Amen? And the apostle warns us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1. He says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, or the Antichrist. The Bible says in the last day there's a great falling away, and we're in the midst of it. And Jesus warned us in Revelations 2:5. He warned us in Revelations 2:5 to repent, or he would remove our candlestick. Amen? Amen? And he's speaking to the church. He isn't speaking to the world. He's speaking to the church. He said the Spirit speaking expressly that in latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Some shall fall. Why? Because they gave heed to seducing spirits. The seducing spirits is the flattery. Amen? The devil has a way to flatter you. He flatters your flesh. Amen? How many know that sometimes we get things, we want things, it kind of flatters our flesh? Hello? It's a battle between the spirit and the flesh. Amen? He says to you and I in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Are you with me? Verse number 13. He says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from the child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. So the flattery is what I'm looking at in 2 Peter chapter 3. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm only speaking God's word to you. This isn't my opinion. It's God's. Amen? And what we're doing is we're listening to what God says. Amen? And we believe that all scripture is inspired by the Holy Ghost and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So we find that these scriptures are inspired by God and they're profitable. How many in the room, let's be honest, let's be transparent. How many in the room like to be corrected? How many in the room like to be corrected? Not many, right? Amen. That's what God wants to deal with your flesh. Because the Spirit of God says, humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that may he exalt you in due time. And humbleness is submission to correction. Amen. And I'm not correcting anybody. God's corrected us in his word, and he's given us instructions. Amen. He's warning us in the time and the age that we're in. And I'll tell you what, if the trumpet sounded right now, and this is the Spirit of God saying it, not the Spirit of Carl. If the trumpet sounded right now, half the church wouldn't make it. Hello? Half the church wouldn't make it because they're still stuck in the world. They haven't came out of the world. They said this little sinner's prayer. And it isn't about the prayer. That's the starting place. Amen? But you grow up in the things of the Lord and let him establish you and get established in the faith. The word of God says this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. He says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest you also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. This is what Daniel said. Listen to me. And Daniel, the prophet Daniel said in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. And he says this. He says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. In other words, there's two sides here. You're going to be overcome by either delusion or flatteries, or you're going to be strong in the Lord, the power of his might, and you're going to do exploits for the kingdom of God. Amen. I believe it's time for us to take back some things. Amen. That we take back some territory that belongs to the kingdom of God. And it started in his church. God says he's coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Amen. Amen. He's coming back for you and I, his bride. Amen. He says in Romans chapter 16. Verse number 17. The Apostle Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Amen. God's just warning us in the day. This, I'm not going to go there. He's warning us. Amen. Amen. And it's not pointed in any direction. It's pointed to us. You know, every time I point my finger, there's three fingers pointing back at me. Amen? So I ain't going to point my finger at nobody because it's pointing back at me. And I'm not looking at any ministry. I'm not looking at any pastor. I'm not looking at any church. I'm looking, as God said, I'm looking at the body of Christ. God came to set captives free, to open up prison doors, and we're to preach the good and acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. And this is the latter times that God's saying, hey, we've got to rise up. If we're going to do everything that we're called to do and be strong to do exploits for the kingdom of God, we got to get all in. Amen. You know, I don't know if you've ever played poker. It's probably not a Christian thing to do for money, but if you played poker and you know you have a winning hand, what do? You go all in. You go all in. And God wants you to understand that you have the winning hand. God wants you to understand that when Jesus said it was finished, it was done. God wants you to understand that if you read the end of the book, you know we win. Amen. You know that we have victory. You know we have victory. So in other words, all he's saying to you is he's calling for us to go all in. Amen. To go all in. And he said that the Spirit's speaking to us expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, the falling, giving heed to seducing spirits, the flattery or the deception, and doctrines of devils is the fraud. How do you know the devil's fraudulent? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14. The word of God says this. The apostle Paul said that we henceforth be no more children, that we grow up, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Amen. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13, verse number 9, he tells us and warns us, he says, and we're talking about doctrines and devils, we're talking about the fraud of deception, we're talking about twisting the word of God, we're talking about taking the word out of context. He says, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. In verse number 9, for it is good thing that the heart be established with grace. For by grace we're saved, by grace we're kept. Amen. But at the same time, the word of God says in Romans 6, shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. In other words, God wants you and I to realize and have revelation that we're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I don't do what I used to do. Hello? I changed my word. And ministering the other night, the one thing that God ministered the most about is what people were declaring they were. Amen. I declare I'm a free man in Christ Jesus. I declare I'm a delivered man in Christ Jesus. I declare I don't have addictions. Amen. I'm addicted to one thing. I'm addicted to the Holy Ghost and to the Word of God. Okay? That's my new addiction. I didn't get rid of one addiction and not pick up another. I became addicted. I'm addicted to God. I'm addicted to Christ. I'm addicted to His Word. Amen. I'm addicted to the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I'm addicted to the Holy Ghost because I've never had so much joy in my life than what I have in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, all of a sudden I can get a smile on my face. Amen. And the adversary is coming in, he's waging, he's doing this thing, and all of a sudden I have a smile on my face because I know God is greater. I know God will do exceedingly above everything I've ever expected and even asked for because we serve a great big God. Amen. And God created you perfect. He didn't create another one like you. And God has a plan for everyone in this room. Amen. Every last one. He isn't going to leave any one of us out. Amen. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Amen. Where was I? Hallelujah. Praise God. I was going to Hebrews 13:9. That's where I was. Hallelujah. Can anybody smile in the room? Pastor, hey, expect a smile when you're bringing this. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting in life and in ministry. Some people think, well, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And you're right. You can't. But I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Amen? I got to let Him rise up. Let God arise, and the enemy be scattered. He didn't tell us to rise. Amen? It's the God in us He wants to rise. He He wants to stir up the gifts that are in us that are laying dormant. He wants us to be activated. Amen? You know, the truth is, even in the military, there's active duty and there's the reserves. The reserves are set aside. You've served or you've went through basic training for a time of emergency or a time of warfare. And God wants you to understand something, even if you've been in the reserves. He's calling everybody into active duty. Amen. He says the battle is on. He says the fight is on. He wants the soldiers, the men and women, the soldiers of Christ to rise up. Amen. We're going to go and there's an adversary that we're battling. And there's people the adversary is entrapped and imprisoned. And God called us to help bring them to the kingdom. Amen. Hey, we're called to, they've taken some prisoners, the adversary has taken some prisoners of war. And if you served in military and your brothers were taken as a prisoner of war, we're going to do everything we can to break them out, aren't we? We're not going to forget about them just because they're not with us. Amen. We're going to come up with a plan of action to go and get back what the enemy has stolen. Amen. And that's what God is saying to you and I. Praise God. And Colossians chapter 2. Verse number 8. We're talking about fraud or doctrines of devils. The word of God says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I think there's something the Lord wants to remind us of as his children. That we're in this world. We are not of this world. Amen? We're in this world to make a difference for the kingdom of God. I don't know. I'm grateful that I'm a heavenite. Amen? You have any heavenites in the room? Amen? Amen. There's no Mennonites in heaven. There's no Baptists in heaven. There's no Presbyterian. There's no non-denominationals. Amen. We're all the body of Christ. Amen. We're heavenites. Okay? We're one tribe. Amen. The tribe of God. So in closing today, here's one of the things the Lord wants to minister and deal with us today. And in James chapter 4. It kind of hit me a little hard when the Lord started to speak to me about this. He says in verse number 4, again, he's speaking to the body of Christ. He says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And I said, whoa. I said, what are you saying, Lord? He is saying, you are my bride. And when you sleep with the world, you commit adultery against me. Hello? God wants you and I to know that we're in this world. We're not of this world. He said, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Praise God, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He says in his word that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So in closing, what is the Lord saying to you and I today? He's saying that the Spirit's speaking expressly that we're in the latter times. And some are departing from the faith because they're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's a falling because of flattery and the fraud of deception of the word. But God has called you and I and appointed you and I for a time such as now. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and it's only the truth that makes you free. It's only the truth. And God is jealous for you. He loves you and I so much. When we don't love him the way he loves us, there's a jealousy. Amen. And God is drawing you and I. He says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. He is always knocking. He's the perfect gentleman. God isn't going to force his love on you. You know, one thing about God is he loves us right where we are, but he loves us so much he doesn't want to leave us there. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful.